Hey everybody, it's Mike Harmon back inside the Swollen Dome, normally taking you down the fantasy rabbit hole, and especially as we get to the fantasy playoffs, good times for everybody involved. But, you know me, I spend some time in the off time going through the wonderful world of collectibles and trading cards, memorabilia, etc. And I've had the good fortune of knowing my guest today for a long while and his work in the hobby industry. And he does a little bit of work with us on our Sunday trips to the House of Blues in downtown Disney as people come in with mouse ears and pick through the trading card world. It's Tracy Hackler from Panini America. Tracy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you?
It's the busy time of year, and I can see from the product release sheets that keep passing my window, you guys are really cranked into overtime. You getting any sleep?
You know, a little bit. When I can, you know, catch it when you can. It's like having a newborn, almost. You know, you catch the winks when you can. But yeah, when we're kind of rolling, we're the only trading card manufacturer with a licensed presence in all four major sports. And so when we're in kind of a full season like this, where we have new NBA releases, new NHL releases, new NFL releases, and then a few remaining Major League Baseball Player Association releases, it can get pretty hectic. And if you're not really on task, you kind of lose sight of what's coming, what's been shipped, and what's about to ship. But it's a fun time, no question about it.
The last time we talked on air, we were talking about Flawless and the ridiculous user response and end product response of that, followed up by the Immaculate Collection, which, while it doesn't have any jewels, certainly had some interesting additions to that product. I see the craze for the Logo Man continues.
Yeah, well, the Logo Man, yeah. You know, when they went about putting Immaculate together, they kind of wanted something that somewhat mimicked the prime hockey product that we have, where there's just all these massive multicolored, just prime game-worn swatches of logos, of laundry tags, and nameplates. And hockey obviously lends itself to more more color, more prime, as we say in the industry.
Right.
But I think Immaculate proves that the NBA has some of that stuff as well. I mean, when we're cutting up a game-worn Vince Carter Raptors jersey, and it's the classic animated dinosaur. And the idea when they do these huge, almost full trading card size patches is they want people to kind of piece the puzzle back together. And a lot of collectors do that, where they'll collect, try to find all those pieces of the logo or whatever. And so Immaculate is part prime hockey and part high-end basketball with the Logo Man, like you mentioned. And Carvin Chung is the product guy who worked on that. He's typically our hockey guy, but he did that Immaculate product. And when he talked about putting six Logo Men on one booklet card, it's just one of those things that either hadn't been brought up or seemed kind of crazy.
Right. But I can just see all of you in a meeting room looking around at each other going, okay, now let's procure the items to do it. Because, I mean, one of the things we're talking about is the whole game used card part of the industry as well, and the push towards game used.
Yes. And that's the key. I mean, obviously, early in the season in all of our sports, we rely on the rookie photo shoots to get what we clearly label as event-worn memorabilia. And that's a pretty short time, a relatively short window of products where we incorporate the event-use stuff. And until we can get game-use stuff for rookies, I mean, that's really the only kind of memorabilia presence we can get is the event-worn. But we never try to confuse the fact. And we clearly communicate on the back of the card, hey, this is an event-worn piece that was used at the rookie photo shoot of whatever sport. But once the guys start playing and the game-worn jerseys start surfacing, we could obviously get those. And we have a lot of team deals with NFL teams. Denver Broncos we're exclusive with.
Right. Good time to be having exclusive with them, I'd say.
Yeah, it really works. It's a great partnership because it helps our training truck side, and it also helps our higher-end Panini Authentic side, where we deal with high-end memorabilia. We have exclusives with guys like Kobe Bryant, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Andrew Luck, and we just announced yesterday an exclusive with EJ Manuel. And we get game-worn memorabilia, full game-worn jerseys of guys like Peyton Manning or Wes Welker's first Broncos jersey. And those things are significant. And So you have that as one side of the partnership, and then you, our trading card folks also benefit because they get a lot of jerseys directly from the team that they can use into the product set.
Cool. Well, let me circle back for a second. You had mentioned the piecing back together of the patches from the Immaculate Collection, and you can find that on PaniniAmerica.net, some of the cool visuals that you guys put out in terms of the product advertising and marketing, just saying, hey, here's where it comes from, and kind of showing what the back of the jersey or front of the jersey looked like before it got separated into packs. And you mentioned EJ Manuel. A lot of speed on that Buffalo team, and a guy you guys are placing a bet on that he's the guy from this 2013 class, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that we actually got to know real well even before the draft last year when he and a few other guys, Giovanni Bernard, came into the office and kind of met a lot of the Panini America folks and kind of wanted to kind of learn about what we do and how we do it. And we were really impressed with him then. And then obviously he, at the draft, we kind of engaged with him a little more. And then at the NFL PA Rookie Showcase last May, we were able to really spend some more time with him, and just a really impressive kid on and off the field, and we really got along well with him. He got along with us, and he's done some pretty good things for a team that I think a lot of people knew would struggle, and they have struggled, but I mean, he's been, he was one of the guys that a lot of the collectors were bemoaning of a draft class that wasn't going to be nearly as good as 2012, and if you look at the performances on the field, you stack them up, it may lack the marquee name power, but in terms of production, it's pretty equal, and in some cases, even more impactful than last year's class.
Yeah, but some nice. Last year was all about the quarterback class. So when we see Geno Smith struggling in New York and some of the other issues that have gone on, Manuel, the only thing he needs to just learn how to get down, and he'll be fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, he did. But to your point earlier, they do have a lot of speed. They're going to be dynamic offensively, and they're going to stretch the field either with CJ Spiller if he can ever stay healthy, and Marquise Goodwin's another guy who we got along really well with at the rookie showcase, and that guy's a burner, and I think there's high upside there, and with EJ at the helm, I think things are looking up.
So you make the big move, Marquise Goodwin, one of the guys with a good personality too, so people get to know him as he becomes a more integrated part of that offense, and they can go into your PaniniAmerica.net website, go buy product, and start stashing away the rookie cards for later on. One of the great things that's been in the hobby the last couple years, and we've seen the economic impact, read the report just the other day, talking about Black Friday 2013, so everybody's out buying, well, let's face it, a day that gives people an excuse to go spend money. And why not go to the hobby shop and crack a few packs?
That's a perfect way to put it. And when our VP of marketing, Jason Howard, we wanted to replicate the experience that we create at the National with our Rapper Redemption programs, and you've been there and you've seen the buzz and the never-ending lines of fun, the excitement. And so the idea was, let's not just confine that to once a year at the National Sports Collectors Convention. Let's see if we can take that to hobby shops around the country. And we started Black Friday 3 years ago. This past was our third one, and it's gotten better every year. There's a nationwide Rapper Redemption program. We make a special product that's called Black Friday. And the only way to get Black Friday packs is to go to participating dealers and buy certain Panini America products. And with your purchase, you're going to get these Black Friday packs. You can also get them at iCollectPanini.com for a limited time for people who don't have hobby shops in their area. But the cards are unique. It's just a different type of vibe than our traditional trading card products are. And like I said, every year we gain more participating dealers. We expose more people to it. And we've really made Black Friday a destination for hobby shops too, because no one ever talked about buying sports cards on Black Friday. You're buying TVs, electronics, phones, whatever. And now we've made sports cards, and specifically our sports cards, a Black Friday item.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've noticed just in the travels, when I do my training camp tours, which, you and I have talked about getting stuff into the hands of the masses and evangelize. And you go into the hobby shops and you take a little look around, and, more of them are kind of transforming into places to have people kind of hang out as opposed to come in, do the retail transaction. and move on. TV setup, the case and box busting competitions, and Black Friday is kind of thing. I was talking to the local dealer down here in Southern California. Said they had people hanging out for hours just waiting to see what was going to be pulled next, because you've got the exclusive Super Bowl. Well, I mean, the Super Bowl memorabilia cards in there, the different autographs for the hot basketball rookies, and so on. So, I mean, people were just kind of waiting for the next wave of customers to come in to see what they would pull from their Black Friday packs. And you could just tell there was just a positivity about the promotion. And the report said that the economic impact was over $1 million.
Yeah, 1.35 million, I think, this year is what the Industry Summit experts, who organize the Industry Summit every year, they're real good every year about doing some quick analysis based on their research of dealers and distributors. Yeah, so 1.3 million at a time when that hasn't always been the case. And you talk about Black Friday, and we have a real good dealer of ours named Mike Fruitman in Aurora, Colorado, and he actually opens up at midnight on Black Friday, and he's got people waiting at the door to start opening packs. That's just a cool development that you wouldn't have seen 3 years ago.
As I mentioned at the top, been doing the things at the House of Blues in downtown Disney, and this week had some basketball product that I'd brought, and folks just kind of looking at the different player cards, and obviously everybody wants to find the Kobe Bryant in the haystack, but just kind of going through and looking at the photos and getting excited and go, wow, they went deep in terms of the rosters. And I think that's another trend we've seen. You know, you've got the higher end products, which will have a smaller base, but for some of the more widespread releases, you're going a lot deeper on those rosters.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just talk about, you know, our for most of our sports, we start the season out with kind of more mainstream, affordable products, and we gradually work our way up to higher end, smaller checklists. But to your point, we start the season with products like Score football, Score hockey, Hoops basketball, where you're going to get just about every key player of a team. It's not just the superstars, and that really lends itself to collecting with your kids or your nephews or your nieces or whatever. It just helps launch the season off. It does expose kids to how fun trading cards can be, and then hopefully it bridges their transition into Immaculate or Dominion or National Treasures or whatever. But even if it doesn't, they get to experience the fun of trading cards at an affordable price, and they're getting people that they want. It's not just scrubs, you know?
Sure. And then we look at some of the other products that are in the offing. Gold standard basketball, when we go back to our precious metals that we've and the big hits that we've talked about. America's Pastime Autographs in that product coming out. Seeing the idea of the Jose Canseco autographs, that got a little bit of run in the media this week.
Yeah, that was... Well, I mean, say what you want to about him, but he is one of those kind of iconic figures, and he's still beloved, and the opportunity to get him up to get his America's Pastime autographs represents the first time that we've ever had him autograph in one of our products. And that'll be probably one of the top cards in the set. And he's got a real nice, clean, bold autograph. And, you know, has a Twitter presence, and he's a lightning rod kind of guy. He always has been. And having him at America's Pastime does not hurt.
Well, the bottom line is you can't tell the tale of baseball for the last 25 years, or I guess even, it's 25 years at this point, without Jose Canseco in the mix. And certainly
Absolutely.
The Twitter following is there. He's one of the more entertaining followers. You pair him in the Iron Sheik on a Friday, and you're feeling pretty good.
Let those guys flood your timeline, and you'll be all right.
See, you knew I'd have to get a wrestling reference in there at some point. But, you know, you just keep rolling along. There in Texas, you've got the Cowboys rolling up. Houston fires their coach. How quickly are you looking to figure out how to get an autograph deal in place with the number one overall pick?
As soon as they sign a GLA, we can approach them and work a deal with them. And we're really good about being quick about doing that, because obviously we did that last year with a bunch of guys. We try to have all of our relationships locked up as quickly as possible, because we have to then get the autograph signed and get their cost made and back into our products that that the score will release, you know, within weeks of the NFL draft. So we've tried to lock those guys up as quickly as we can, and that'll happen again this year. And, yeah, Kubiak getting canned in Houston. I mean, it's just rare to have a coach firing mid-season at any point, but this late in the season, I guess he just wants to cut his losses at this point.
Yeah, it's a disappointing loss on a Thursday night to Jacksonville, outcoached. Of course, you don't expect the double pass to beat you from a guy named Ace Sanders.
But by Jordan Todman, right?
Yeah, Todman coming into the mix. You got Cecil Shorts, didn't do much, but caught a touchdown. One of the great names in all
Love
of football.
It.
Cecil
well,
Shorts, the third.
Here's a story about Jordan Todman. And, you know, every year at the rookie photo shoot, we bring in the top 30 to 35 rookies who are going to have an impact on trading cards. And we have them take pictures and put on uniforms and sign autographs and all these things. And Jordan Todman was a guy who a few years ago, a lot of collectors were like, why is he here? And I'm not saying he's number one hot right now, but here we are 3 years and probably three or four teams later, and he's making somewhat of an impact. And you just never know when that card, you know, I remember people complaining that year when they would pull a Jordan Todman card out of one of our products, and you know, just be patient. We always try to preach patience because you never know when a guy like him or Cecil Shorts or any number of guys are going to have a Kurt Warner moment and vault to the top.
No, well, and that's one of the things that as you go into trading cards, I mean, obviously everybody wants to pull the Kobe autograph, or in the football realm, yes, Tom Brady. That was a big event for you guys this week. Congratulations for hunting him down and getting him signed.
That's a big one. We got a couple more on our hit list that we need to get, but many of Tom Brady's autographs in our products were redemptions, as a lot of collectors will know, and many of them were as old as years. And we always tell people, and I think a lot of collectors think it's lip service, but we do always continue working on those guys, especially the big ones that we know people want. And Tom Brady was one of those guys. We finally had the opportunity to get 3 years worth of autographs signed, and that's not a huge number when you're talking about a guy of Tom Brady's stature, but he signed everything that he owed us, and we're able to turn those around real quick and get them back into the hands of collectors who've been waiting patiently some as many as 3 years. And it just shows that we're not lying to you. We are trying to get everybody that you want. We're working on Russell Wilson right now. He owes us some stuff. Julio Jones has owed us some stuff, and we continue working on those guys, and we'll get them. It's just not always up to us when we get them.
Well, I'll tell you what. You may have to wait for Russell Wilson until after February 2nd.
As long as he's coming off a loss that week, I'll be all right with it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I picked Seattle for the Super Bowl, and I know being a big Bronco fan, you're hoping to not only be in New York doing what you do, but certainly watching you go to the game would be fairly entertaining, I think, if we just put a camera on you.
Yeah, I'm still a little reserved. You know, I mean, after what happened last year, and look, I mean, before LA and TV and McCaffrey and company went two in a row, there was a lot of disappointment in the 10 to 15 years prior to that. So I've got a lot of reservations, and we'll see how it pans out. But there aren't too many teams, to your point, there aren't too many teams on either side of the league that you really worry about as being dangerous come January or February. You know, New England and Denver and the AFC, and then in the NFC, did you have Seattle, New Orleans, and
Seattle, New Orleans,
San Francisco,
New Orleans,
maybe?
If by some manner they were able to get home field advantage, say Seattle went on a losing streak. But, you know, this past week, and we get down into the football analysis now, I'm a guy that likes to see the story change to some degree, right? So
yeah.
This past week when New Orleans was heading to Seattle, you're like, this is a team that you're led by a quarterback who won't turn the ball over, won't make the mistakes, they'll be able to get some of the quick hits, and instead they just got absolutely boat raced. And so the narratives, all it was an extra edition of a paragraph on a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that was a pretty impressive performance. You could tell Seattle had something to prove. And look, we've all known if they get home field advantage, they're going to be real tough to beat. They've looked certainly a lot more beatable on the road this year. But man, that performance on Monday was off the charts here. I mean, to see an offense like New Orleans, who's capable of a 650 yard game on any Sunday, get just trounced like that was pretty shocking.
Yeah, it was a very interesting end to a week, and certainly in my crossover into the fantasy world, it left people shaking their heads. But good for the secondary card business. I certainly saw a lot of advertisements for 2012 products featuring images of Russell Wilson on them.
Yeah.
As a guy holding a limited, I think, three-patch jersey card from last year, I'm feeling all right by it. And I'm a Big Ten apologist, too, Tracy, so you know that.
You don't have to apologize for anything he does. I mean, he's a first-class guy. He's a really nice kid and was really impressive when we got to spend time with him at the rookie premiere. And I think now his autograph signing comes down to when is he going to have a chance to fit it in. And he will. It's just a matter of time. And to your point, it might be mid to late February before that happens.
Exactly. But just to go back to the Brady, the impressive thing was after you guys announced, hey, we got some time with him, the timelines on my Twitter feed and the stuff you guys were retweeting out at Panini America and at your Twitter account, at Tracy Hackler, all of a sudden you just saw the wide array of stuff that he'd finally returned, and people just absolutely thrilled to see that mail day arrived.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It's cool when it can work like that, and we wished it worked like that. Look, man, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have a need for redemption cards, but they're a necessary, I guess, quote-unquote, evil. They're here to stay because of the cold hard fact is we're not going to have every autograph that's owed to us in time to put into a product, and in that case, we got to put a redemption card. And we hate them. Collectors hate them. We try to minimize the ill effects of them. We try to be upfront in terms of communication on who's signing what this week, who's returning what's being shipped back out. And we do that better than anybody in the industry. And when we get a guy like Tom Brady and to see people's who've been waiting a couple of years to see them be genuinely excited with a tweet is way cool for us.
One just general product information, and you can give it 30 seconds. How far in advance are you planning? So, like, you just released Flawless and Immaculate, Gold Standard coming up. Are we already into fall 2014 planning and design?
Yeah, sure, I think so. I mean, it's not always, you know, a full year out, and it can be adjusted as we go, and some products are obviously more complex than others, but yeah, I mean, you're typically talking about anywhere from a 6 month to a 3 month window.
It's madness.
And that's from that first preliminary meeting or that, hey, here's what X product is going to have this year. And you have design represented in pre-press and production and product development, marketing, customer service. Everybody's in that meeting and we have some great back and forth on tweaks and what works and what doesn't. We always try to improve it. But any number of things obviously can happen in that six month window that you're like, okay, we need to catch a week here. We need to catch a week here. And it's never dull for sure.
I have no doubts. Having been in some of the offices in the past and having watched you guys at the trade shows, there's certainly no doubt there. I'd just love to sit and watch the finance and product inventory, as in the guys monitoring the game used cage, to watch their heads explode as you guys try to get designs together.
Yeah, it's quite fun. We always try to capture kind of some behind the scenes video on us cutting a jersey and how we take a jersey from the field to a trading card, and to see people's heads kind of try to do the math, and it is entertaining on a daily basis.
We can get this number of prime jersey swatches out of, no. So, fun times, as always. You can find the product at PaniniAmerica.net. There's still some Black Friday packs available with your purchase as a product at the iCollectPanini.com part of the site, and obviously the exclusive memorabilia line, Panini Authentic. Go to your local hobby shop. Give them a little bit of your business and go unlock some heroes for the holidays. Tracy, thanks for taking the time, my friend. Always good to catch up on the road to the Super Bowl.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you, brother.